Good morning, everyone. We're going to take a look at a portrait of changing demographics in the United States from the latest census data. It's Tuesday, December 21st. Celeste is out for the holidays. I'm joined today by Majora Carter, host of American Public Media's The Promised Land radio program. Good morning, Majora.
Good morning, John.
And our demographics are pretty solid. We're staying in New York.
We are.
That's right.
That's your baby.
Not moving. That's right. We'll talk more about that in a moment. Let's get a check in the morning's top news stories. Senior U.S. military leaders in Afghanistan want to expand special operations ground raids into Pakistan, effectively opening a new front in the nine-year-old war. That's according to reporting by our partner, The New York Times. Cross-border operations would help capture militants and increase intelligence access, officials say, but it could also come with a real risk of further angering the Pakistani government. The plan has not yet been approved, though military officers are reportedly confident it will be put in place soon. NATO, however, is denying the report altogether. U.S. Census results out later this morning. We were just talking about that. Demographers anticipate the population to have reached between 305 and 312 million, a 9% growth rate. It would be the slowest growth rate since 1940. The National Conference of State Legislatures spokesman Tim Story says the 2010 census figures could change the political landscape dramatically.
All the projections show that there's going to be a pretty major shift from the Great Lakes and the northeastern states, predominantly Democratic states, to the Sun Belt and the West, predominantly Republican states.
Texas is projected to pick up four additional seats in the House of Representatives, while Florida, South Carolina, Nevada, Utah, and others are expected to get one each at the expense of states like Ohio and New York. Toyota has agreed to pay $32.4 million over its handling of recalls. The fine addresses two separate recalls of accelerator pedals and steering wheels. It brings the total penalties Toyota has paid to nearly $50 million. That's about $30 per car sold in the U.S. this year. The FCC is expected to announce new rules about providing internet access today. The net neutrality regulations from the Federal Communications Commission would prevent internet providers from playing favorites among websites. The Senate could vote on a new nuclear arms treaty with Russia today as supporters push to gather the 66 votes necessary for ratification of the new START treaty, which has been stalled by Republican opposition. Foreign Relations Committee Chairman Senator John Kerry says a lengthy closed session on the START treaty cleared up some issues, though.
It was helpful. I think it was instructive to everybody and hopefully provided some facts and some insights that people needed that may be able to help them on the treaty.
Kerry and others say they are confident the treaty will eventually be approved. Heavy snowfall and wintry conditions are still disrupting holiday travel across northern Europe. No flights have been taking off or landing at Germany's Frankfurt Airport, and London's Heathrow is operating at a third of its normal capacity. The deep freeze in Europe, that's for sure. Asian and European indices are up despite the cold. Futures are up for Wall Street. The Dow gets underway at 11,478. The S&P opens at 1,247, and the NASDAQ opens at 2,649. Coming up this hour, our series Remixing the Holidays continues with members from the band Marcy Playground, some of the best holiday songs that TV gave us. In the meantime, we've been getting a great playlist from listeners on the songs they love and hate. Share your own or carol it to us by calling 877-8-MY-TAKE. First, details from the 2010 census out this morning. We'll get a preview on what the political fallout will be. Marcy Playground, didn't they do Sex and Candy? Or Sex and Rolades? What was it? What's the name of that tune?
Can't help you there.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.